This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tropical Storm Debbie is churning up the waters as it heads towards Florida's northern Gulf Coast. The surfer sees opportunity.
We're here for the 2 days out of the year where you get some waves. We'll check the surf app and see if there's waves.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's emergency services are ready.
We have pre-staged 670,000 bottles of water, 287,000 shelf-stable meals, 3,600 sandbags, and nearly 14,000 tarps in the various parts of Florida where we expect the most significant impact.
Debbie's expected to become a hurricane before coming ashore tomorrow. A new CBS News poll shows Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump tied in battleground states, with Harris 1 point ahead nationally. CBS's Natalie Brand goes inside the numbers.
New CBS News polling shows the percentage of Democrats who say they'll definitely vote has now risen to its highest point this year, with Vice President Kamala Harris improving enthusiasm among Black voters and younger voters. Data points that have tightened the race.
I'm seeing the coalitions building. I'm seeing that people from all backgrounds are interested in her.
The new poll shows Harris is leading on the question of cognitive health and among women voters, while former President Trump still maintains a sizable lead with voters who say they'll be financially better off with him and that his policies will decrease border crossings.
Tensions are ratcheting up in the Middle East, with Iran vowing to retaliate against Israel for the assassination of a top Hamas leader. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen told CNN's State of the Union.
It's already been escalated. At this point, what they need to know is that it's not peace through appeasement, it's peace through strength. And there should be no daylight between us and Israel right now. Israel had the right to do what they did.
At the Paris Olympics,
American Suni Lee soared to a bronze on bars, the only event final in which Simone Biles did not qualify. Biles will compete in the beam and floor finals tomorrow. In a tough field, Lee eked out third by a tiny margin. She adds to her team gold and all-around bronze. Algeria's Kalia Nimor nabbed the gold on bars with an enormous score of 15.7. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Ukraine's newly arrived F-16 fighter jets for the fight against Russia have been put on display by President Volodymyr Zelensky.
These jets are in our sky, and officially today you see them, and it's good that they came and we can use them.
The Chicago White Sox have lost their 20th consecutive game to the Minnesota Twins in the majors' longest skid in 36 years, one short of the American League record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Is your hometown radio refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a thunderstorm tonight, a low of 61. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday. Rain is likely. We'll have a high around 69. Some heavy rain is possible. Rain Monday night at a low of 52. Tuesday, sunny, 76. Sunny and 76 again Wednesday.
Right now, it's 84.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello again, my friends, and welcome to Seth Faces the Music, the show that if it had the power to decide who lives and who dies, it would definitely choose life. This is the start of a two-parter, everyone, a rare feat here on Seth Faces the Music, but there's just so many songs about life out there, I couldn't narrow it down, so we're going to have two shows about life. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. And we're going to start off this show with a great one from Mr. Steveland Morris, a.k.a. Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
From one of the all-time great records recorded in the 1980s, the Minneapolis favorites, The Replacements, from their album Tim with Hold My Life. Up next, we're going back to the early days of pop, back to about the 1940s, I would say. One of the premier pop singing groups from that time was a black one. They were called the Ink Spots, and they had many hits on the white charts. Not a mean feat back in those days. Here, they're joined by one of the great voices of all time, Miss Ella Fitzgerald, with the classic Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can lose the blues in their hearts, but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
Into each and every life some rain has got to fall, but too much of that stuff has fallen into mine. And into each heart, some tears has got to fall. But I know that someday that sun is bound to shine.
Some folks can lose the blues in their heart,
but when I think of you, another shower starts. Into each life some rain must fall, but too much is falling in mine.
We'll be right back. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death.
The great Canadian band, The Guess Who, with one of their late hits, still featuring the marvelous voice of Burt Cummings, that was Hold On to Your Life. Stay with us, everyone. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have one of the great singer-songwriters of all time. He plays the piano. He writes his own material. He has a voice that can change at the drop of a dime and sing like any number of other singers, which is quite a talent, actually, when you think about it. We're going back to the late 70s and probably his second greatest album, coming up here on WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about accountability partners. An accountability partner is somebody you regularly check in with when you're chasing a goal. This is a very common concept in fitness circles, church circles, recovery circles, and it really works for money too. So if you talk to your mom or your brother or your best friend all the time, you could ask them to be your low-key accountability partner. Here's an example. Say you decide to bring your lunch to work 4 days a week to cut back on costs. You just tell your mom, friend, or whoever, and you say, here's what I'm gonna do. And then you put a reminder on your calendar to check in with them in 2 or 4 weeks. You tell them all about it. How'd it go? What worked? What didn't work? All the details. You'd be surprised at how much not going it alone can help. An accountability partner gives you support, encouragement, and helps you stay accountable to you. For more help with saving, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Somebody else. I never said I was a victim of circumstance. I still
Fighters with Ain't It the Life. And before that, we open up this segment with the great Billy Joel, My Life, from probably my favorite Billy Joel album, 52nd Street. The names Andy Partridge and Colin Moulding may not mean much to you, unless you're a fan of 80s guitar pop from Great Britain. They were actually quite popular in their native land, and they had a couple of college hits here in the United States, but they never really crossed over that well. But they did release a whole slew of wonderful albums of just great guitar pop with clever lyrics. This next one is from their album Drums and Wires. Here's XTC with Life Begins at the Hop.
Woo!
Sly and the Family Stone with the simply titled Life. Stay with us, everyone. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, we have a song that was covered later in the early 2000s by the group No Doubt. It became a big hit for them. In fact, it was a bigger hit for them than it ever was for the band that originally released it. But I got to go with my favorite, and that is the original from 1985. Stick around, everyone, right here on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Econ Electric and Current Technologies are excited to announce that operations will be consolidated at a newly expanded office on Highway 54 east of Wisconsin Rapids. Call today with all electrical needs, no matter how big or small.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a thunderstorm tonight, a low of 61. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday. Rain is likely. We'll have a high around 69. Some heavy rain is possible. Rain Monday night at a low of 52. Tuesday, sunny, 76. Sunny and 76 again Wednesday.
Right now, it's 84.
Econ Electric Incorporated and Current Technologies Incorporated are excited to announce that Econ Electric Incorporated, based in Wisconsin Rapids, has acquired Current Technologies Incorporated from Port Edwards. All of Current Technologies' office and field staff will remain with Econ Electric Incorporated, and all operations will be consolidated at Econ Electric's newly expanded office, warehouse, and prefabrication facility on Highway 54 east of Wisconsin Rapids. Call today with any electrical needs, no matter how big or small.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There'll be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There'll be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
From their debut album, Ticket to Ride, that was The Carpenters with All of My Life. And before that, we heard from one of my favorite bands of all time, Talk Talk, from their album of the same name, It's My Life. Coming up next, we have a man that has been considered by some to be a progenitor of punk music. From the wilds of Michigan, he was part of a band called The Stooges that was known for their wild live shows. In fact, he would smear himself with everything from blood to peanut butter. He later went off on his own and hooked up with David Bowie as his producer and created some good gut bucket rock and roll. Here's Mr. Iggy Pop with Lust for Life.
I'm headed in my ear before, and I'll be lost for.
Led by the ethereal Dave Sylvian, that was Japan with Quiet Life from the album of the same name. That's going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week, everyone. But don't worry, hour two of the first part of the theme of life will be coming up in just a little bit. So don't go anywhere. Stick around, everyone. We'll be right back.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.